101 Daffodils, written by Malachy Doyle, illustrated by Denise Hughes, published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Dusty woke from a deep sleep. Someone was prodding her with his paw. Opening her eyes, she saw that it was her dad.
"Come and see if you can find your very first daffodil," he was saying. "It's a bright, sunny morning, and they're just starting to open. I can smell them."
"A daffodil?" Dusty yawned. "What's a daffodil?"
She sniffed and sniffed again.
"There is a funny smell," she said, twitching her nose.
"It's the daffodils," said her dad. "Come and see."
He led her up and out of their den and over to a beautiful yellow flower.
"Your very first one," he said to Dusty. "I remember when I was nearly a year old, just like you are now," he told her as she snuggled up next to him. "Ma Fox took me up and out of the foxhole and showed me my very first daffodil."
"Just like me and you today," said Dusty. Her dad went on to say how Ma Fox had told him there'd be more and more opening all the time. She said to count them, and when he got to 101, it meant it was the first day of springtime.
"What's springtime?" Dusty asked him.
"The best time of the year," said her dad. "It's when the cold, dark days of winter are finally over, and everything starts growing again. And on the first day of springtime, all the animals have a big party."
"Oh," said Dusty, who loved parties. "So did you find them all?"
"Oh, yes," said her dad. "My friends and I went on a daffodil hunt, and we didn't rest till we found 101.
"And did you have a party?"
"Oh, yes. That year, and every year after, till I was a proper grown-up fox."
So Dusty decided there and then to see if she could find 101 daffodils, because then it'd be the first day of springtime and she could have a great big party. Chapter 2. Dusty ran off to find her best friend, Mabel the Mole.
"The daffodils are coming! The daffodils are coming!" she cried.
"What's a daffodil?"
said the little mole, peeping out from under the grass.
"It's the prettiest big yellow flower," Dusty told her, "and the world's full of them in springtime."
She led Mabel back to the first opening daffodil, the one her dad had shown her.
"Soon there'll be lots and lots of them all over the place."
"Will there be 100?
Asked Mabel.
"More," said Dusty.
"1,000.
"There'll be squillions," cried Dusty. "Don't you remember last spring, Mabel?"
"I don't think I was born then," said the little mole.
"Oh," said Dusty. "Well, neither was I. But that's when they come out. All we have to do is find 101. Then it'll be springtime, and we'll have a great big party."
They agreed that Dusty would do the searching, because she was faster and her eyes were sharper, and Mabel would do all the counting. So off they went, through the fields and the forest, till at the end of the day Dusty said, "How many is that?"
"Oh," said Mabel. "Oh dear."
She couldn't remember.
"You silly mole," said Dusty, crossly. "Now we'll have to start all over again tomorrow. Spring will never come at this rate. and we'll never have a party."
Mabel's eyes filled with big wet mole tears, and she slunk off quietly into the undergrowth.
"Oh, Dad," sobbed Dusty when she got home. "Mabel lost count of how many daffodils we'd found, and then I shouted at her, and now I don't think she'll want to be my friend anymore."
"Tomorrow's a new day," said her father, giving her a cuddle. "If you tell Mabel the next time you see her that you're sorry for being cross, I'm sure she'll still be your friend." Chapter 3. But the next day, there was no sign of Mabel. No sign of her at all.
"Oh dear," Dusty sighed. "I'll have to find the daffodils all by myself."
She ran to where she'd seen her first open daffodil, and there were three more beside it.
"Four!"
she yelled, excitedly. She charged all about, and there was another daffodil. And another. And another.
"Seven!"
But then Dusty couldn't find any more.
"Oh dear," she muttered. "I'll never find enough all on my own. Where's Mabel?"
Just then, she heard her friend Ricky Robin calling to her from a tree nearby. And when she looked over, there was another patch of daffodils in the grass just below him.
"Oh, thank you, Ricky," she cried. "That's 11.
The little robin whistled, flying from bush to bush.
"Three more,"
laughed Dusty, chasing after him.
"And another two. That's 16 lovely daffodils."
At that moment, a dark cloud went over the sun. Dusty turned and ran for home. But before she could get there, the rain began to fall, lightly at first, then harder and harder.
"Dad! Dad!"
she cried, as she plopped down into the den. "What happens if it goes all dark and there's no sun? The flowers can't come out, can they?"
"Oh, the clouds will blow away soon," said her dad. "And anyway, the rain will help them grow," he added.
But Dusty still felt worried looking out at the heavy rain. The sky got darker. The rain got heavier. And in the middle of the night, a massive storm swept through the forest. When Dusty emerged from her family's cozy den the next morning, she found broken branches, uprooted bushes, grass pulled out at the roots, and daffodils? Where were the daffodils? Dusty searched everywhere, but she couldn't see a single one. She went to all the places she'd found them before, but they were either gone altogether or bent and broken.
"I'll never find enough," cried Dusty. "Springtime will never come."
Chapter 4. The following morning, Dusty popped out of her hole bright and early. And there was Mabel, waiting to speak to her.
"I'm sorry for being silly the other day and forgetting how many daffodils we'd found," said the little mole. "You're a very nice fox cub, Dusty, and I'm glad that you're my friend," she added. "Well, I'm sorry for losing my temper and shouting at you," said Dusty in return. "And I could really do with your help after that terrible storm."
"Okay," said Mabel.
"Let's find some daffodils, and I promise I won't get in a muddle with the counting this time."
So the two friends set off on their search. A lot of the daffodils were ruined,
but quite a few of the ones that had been flattened by the storm had managed to stand up again. And a lot of the ones that hadn't opened yet, when Dusty had been looking the day before, were now wide to the sun. They found 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 71, 72, 73. Mabel counted as she and Dusty went this way and that through the fields and the forest until they were too tired to continue.
Maybe we'll find another 28 tomorrow, said Mabel on their way home. Then it'll be springtime.
Chapter 5.
Right, said Dusty, when she met up with Mabel the following morning. Let's find the last few daffodils.
So off they went together, hoppity-skip.
79,
they shouted, finding another 6. They went back to the clump of willow at the edge of the wood to check if the ones there had opened yet. And 8 of them had. Then they went right to the heart of the wood, and there were 4 more.
10 to go, cried Dusty. 9,
cried Mabel, finding one in the long grass.
8, 7, 6,
squeaked Dusty, spotting another 3 in a tangle of dead wood.
5, 4,
laughed Mabel, peeping through the undergrowth.
3,
cried Dusty, finding another one all alone in a clearing.
And 2!
But then their luck ran out. They couldn't find any more, no matter how hard they looked.
Ricky,
cried Dusty, spotting her little friend, the robin.
Have you seen any new daffodils? We only need another 2.
We've counted that one before,
said Mabel, as Ricky led them to one.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
Well, that's a new one,
cried Dusty, as Ricky landed on a bush just above a single daffodil.
So there's only one more to go.
Ricky took off again, leading them all the way through the wood until they came to a meadow on the other side.
Over here,
Ricky called from beyond the trees.
You found it!
Yelled Dusty, bounding through the forest, following the sound of Ricky's voice.
That's 101!
Yelled Dusty.
It's springtime!
Chapter 6. Dusty and Mabel ran as fast as they could towards the edge of the forest. And who did they find when they emerged into the sunshiny meadow beyond? Not just Ricky, but Dusty's dad and mum, and her younger brothers and sisters, Mabel's whole family, and all their friends too. And all around them, lit by the pinky-purple light of the setting sun, was a whole meadowful of daffodils.
Squillions of them! Squeaked Dusty.
Well done, Dusty, cried her dad.
Yes, well done, Dusty and Mabel, cried everyone. And Ricky,
said Dusty.
Well done, Ricky, too.
And there, spread out on tree stumps near the edge of the forest, was a huge
feast, cried Dusty. A springtime feast!
There was lots and lots of lovely food, nuts and seeds and lettuce and fruit, all of Dusty and Mabel's favourite treats. In fact, there was everything Dusty and her friends could possibly want for a wonderful party in the spring evening sunshine.
How did you do it, Mum and Dad? Said Dusty, amazed. How did you know where we'd be? Her mum smiled up at Ricky Robin.
A little birdie told me, she said.
So they ate and they drank till their tummies were full. Then they danced and they skipped, in and out of the daffodils, in and out of the trees, till they'd room to eat and drink a little more. And then they sang and told stories, as the bright spring moon rose over the treetops and bathed them all in its warm yellow light.
Yellow flowers, yellow moon, said Dusty happily.
And it was the last thing she said, because with that she fell into the deepest of deepest sleeps, and her dad carried her home.